Actor Will Smith is pulling the production of his new movie out of the state of Georgia. Major League Baseball already pulled the All-Star Game. This weekend, 100 CEOs and corporate leaders met virtually to talk about actions, including boycotts, they might take in response to what they see as new laws across the country, including Georgia's, that restrict voting. Derek Thompson has been thinking about all of this. Now, don't get him wrong. He is against what he calls the voting restrictions in the Georgia law. Donald Trump's insistence that there was fraud melted on contact with reality, he writes. But he asks, is this response effective? Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. He joins us now from Washington, as he does every Monday. Derek, welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And just to remind everyone, as if we haven't, you know, they haven't been hearing this, under the new law, Georgians now have to show an ID before using an absentee ballot. The window to request an absentee ballot is shorter. The number of drop boxes in urban areas is cut down. It outlaws offering water to voters to try to cut out electioneering. But most important, the law removes the Georgia Secretary of State as chair of the election board. The GOP-controlled legislature can now pick a replacement for the heroic Secretary of State, the Republican Brad Raffensperger, who refused President Trump's version of reality last time around. So, isn't this law bad for elections?
It is absolutely bad for elections, full stop. There is no question that Georgia's law moves us backward. And the way that I think about this is that democracy is complicated, but voting should be simple. There's registration, then you get a ballot by mail or at a polling station, you check a box and deliver the ballot, and then finally there's counting or tabulation. And the Georgia law, for the most part, complicates just about every step in this voting process. Registration, getting a ballot, putting a ballot into absentee mailboxes, it complicates just about all of it. So overall, I think it's totally fair to say that this law is designed to make absentee voting harder, designed to make it especially hard for urban voters, disproportionately minority voters, and that it tends to funnel citizens toward in-person voting that on election day is going to be a little bit more parched and a little bit more painful because you're not allowed to give people water in lines. So that is my upshot. It is definitely a law that moves us backward.
However, let's go to the other part of your question, which is, you know, what about the boycotts and the protests of this law? Is that effective? Now, Democrats are, as you know, are saying, you know, it's Jim Crow on steroids. You say that's not helpful and not true.
Yeah, I think it's probably worth disentangling effectiveness and accuracy. In terms of what kind of language is most effective for activists, I'm not sure I can actually comment on that. But when it comes to accuracy, I do think that when President Biden calls the law Jim Crow on steroids, that's his quote, that is hyperbole. You know, words matter. Words have meaning. And the words Jim Crow on steroids is, I think, a hyperbolic criticism of this law. Jim Crow included poll taxes, literacy tests, whites-only primaries, armed sheriffs patrolling voting lines, outright domestic terrorism often. This law is not that on steroids. The gravest description of the law is that, as I said, it targets urban and disproportionately minority voters through the absentee system. That's bad enough. That is plain wrong enough, but it is not, I think, as a matter of accuracy, Jim Crow on steroids.
Well, then here's where you come to the part where a reader says, say what? Because you write that Georgia's voting rights are actually more accommodating than the rights in Democratic stronghold states like Delaware, Massachusetts, and New York. Tell us more.
It's absolutely true. Two things can be true at the same time, as they sometimes say. Number one is that Georgia's law clearly moves us backward, and it moves us backward based on a lie. But it is also true that many deep blue states in the U.S. have voting rights that are less accommodating than Georgia. So Georgia's moving backward, but a lot of these deep blue states are already behind Georgia. You know, Biden is the former senator from Delaware. Delaware has been a terrible laggard on early voting, and they're still trying to legalize what's called no-excuse absentee voting. That means that any voter can request a mail-in ballot. Georgia's been allowing that system since 2005. But it's not just Delaware. Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, all of these states have less accommodating voting rights laws when it comes to early voting and no-excuse absentee voting. They often have terrible election administration. administration. New York has one of the worst election administrations in the country. You don't often see these criticisms because, you could argue rather fairly, these aren't swing states, so they don't determine the balance of power. But if we are going to criticize states where they are in voting rights accommodations, we should absolutely criticize these northeastern deep blue states at the same time as we excoriate Republicans for moving Georgia backwards.
But we only have a few seconds here. You talked to a lot of analysts who said, first of all, it's not clear that voting will be restricted because of the laws. We don't know what the outcome will be. But why isn't it okay? I mean, why isn't it, in your mind, effective for corporations to boycott? Why not have that response?
Oh, I think it's possible that boycotting itself is effective, right? I'm in this article not trying to analyze what I see as the activist strategy. I'm analyzing the message, right? And the message is that Georgia's law is terrible. It's bad. It moves us backward. At the same time, it is not the Jim Crow on steroids that Biden said. The most important thing, though, is not the second point. It's the first. The law is bad.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.